Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
Welcome one and all to yet another edition of the Dining Ecstasy Podcast. Quick reminder that today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Shure. Check out the MV7 Podcast Microphone Bundle at our link. MV7 Podcast Microphone sounds great. XLR and USB outputs into your interface or your computer. It'll sound like $1 million with the Motif app that Shure Plus has got for you. So check it out in our show notes. The link is there. MV7 Podcast Microphone Bundle. More at Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com. Also, Gator Framework Studios got accessories for you, the content creator, as well as musician or lighting or AV person. We've got you hooked up. Check out the link in our show notes at GatorFrameworks.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney Podcast.
Another thing about good food. It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney Podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney Podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And I'm Al John, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, and content creator, joined by
Big Bubba B, me. I am a Magic Key holder, former cast member, future Club 33 member, and literally just got back from Disneyland. So,
yeah.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, Hello Dolly enthusiast. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell.
Today,
yeah,
we are talking about the foodie guide for the Disney Lunar New Year, as well as the new updates that are being offered to guests over at Disneyland, as Disney says it is to add more value and flexibility.
Plus the latest Disneyland travel deal.
Yes, as well.
I got you queued up.
Okay.
But first, before Bubba has to skedaddle.
I do, unfortunately. I got to do my DJ thing.
You just came back from Disney and you almost got into a little flood.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the weather here in California has been crazy. Even talk to Kat. I mean, just flooding everywhere. Mudslides. There was a mudslide on the 5 that's taking 2 days to clean up. So yeah, it's just been kind of crazy, but luckily we were able to go. We love going to Disney in the rain, Disneyland in the rain. If you haven't done it, try it. It wasn't too busy, which was great. You know, we actually did a lot more attractions than we usually do and less waiting times for food and mobile ordering. So it was the bee's knees, I'll tell you that. Some of the 100 stuff started on the 9th, but officially the 100th anniversary celebration starts the 27th of January. But there was some stuff released yesterday that I got a hold of, as these ears right here, as you can see, which is great. These are great ears. I love these.
How much were they?
$29.99, but that is before annual or Magic Key discount and stuff. But
that's not bad.
No,
it's not bad. These will be at all, I believe, all of the Disney parks, from Florida to Shanghai to Hong Kong.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, just a reminder too is that if you're listening to us or watching us video exclusively on Spotify, so check that out.
Yes, check them out. You guys can see the actual merch. You know, it says 100 Years of Wonder on the back. We got this new tumbler right here, which I'll show off. It's got a nice little holder for you with the lanyard. And this is very popular. Everybody was getting one of these yesterday at the parks. And it's got this little cool little Mickey opener like that.
Ah.
Nice. It's pretty sweet. We talked about this last week. I got one. The refillable magic key popcorn bucket. $1.50 to fill up. Just show your magic key pass. And yeah, it was great. It was a little bit wet. Luckily, we had the lid to keep our popcorn nice and fresh. And another offering they had for magic key holders was this little portrait right here of Mickey and Minnie and the castle, drawn by Asia Ellington, Disney artist. And yeah, there was no line for it, which was great. I mean, the magic key bags that they had a couple weeks ago, the line was, wow, so long. But this right here, just because it was raining, we knew the line wasn't going to be long. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice little drawing. Once again, if you're a magic key holder, that's some of the perks. And then you guys will be talking about more perks coming up later with magic key holders and the opportunities to become a magic key holder, but that'll be later. So all in all, it was a great trip. I even showed you a couple pictures. I had the Papa Chorizo pizza out, John. Yeah. It was okay. I mean, I wish there was only two slices of chorizo, like they're little pieces. Oh. A lot of papas, a lot of onions. It was cheesy, but it was just, I felt it could have used a little more kick to the chorizo. I mean, it was a little bit spicy, but just two little pieces. And they put flowers on it. I don't get the flower deal. I don't know if you saw the little petals on the pictures, but I'll show them later on my Instagram at @big_bub_b. Right. And I believe it was the chocolate chip funnel cake was amazing. OMG. Nice little scoop of chocolate chip ice cream on the funnel cake and chocolate chips cooked in the funnel cake, which was really good. Cool. And then the pineapple spicy hamburger at Galactic Grill. Amazing. Oh it was like a nice burger patty with two spicy strips of Spam, a slice of pineapple, the coleslaw with the sweet mayo, and it was amazing. I highly recommend that. So go try it if you have not, or if you're going to the parks, started yesterday. Yeah, so it was good. So those were a couple of things.
So time out. So was the Spam cut into thin bacon-like strips, or was it?
It was an okay slice. I mean, you know, it wasn't thin, it wasn't thick. I felt it was the perfect slice, you know, the way I kind of slice them when I'm making Spam or Spam and
sandwiches.
Yeah. But it was good. So props to that right there for Disney for bringing that out. Unfortunately, I mean, we just try to get to everything. The park closed at 9 yesterday. There was a special event going on after. So we try to get as much as we could in. We couldn't go to California Adventure. We met up with one of our friends, Dinah, who, you know, we rode a couple of things. We got on Millennium Falcon. We got on Thunder Mountain Railroad and a couple other things. But yeah, it was nice rainy day. I highly recommend going on a rainy day if you can. You get a lot done. It's cold, but Kristen's been there when it's rained. I mean, heck, the park had to close early when she was there.
It flooded. Yeah. They had to close it.
Yeah, so they were sweeping the waters into the gutters that morning when we were there. So it was wet, but it was fun. So it was just a little last minute trip. We just thought, you know, let's go. Tuesday's pretty slow with my work during the day, and so I don't DJ Tuesday night. So we just went. Reservations was easy to get. We got the reservation the day before, and we met up with our friend who got the reservation that morning. So it just
nice,
pretty cool, and overall just a great trip. The drive back was horrible though. That's why I was so late to the last show. Now I gotta leave here, but I just wanted to talk to you guys, give you guys a little update.
I love it.
My park trip and stuff like that. So
well, good.
Yeah.
Great. Well, good, man. We'll follow Bubba. We'll recap your Instagram later, but
thanks. Yeah, I'll put some pictures on tonight for you guys.
Awesome.
Show you some of the deliciousness we had. So, but we'll see you guys later. Have a great show. Kat, good to see you too. I ain't seen you in a month or two. So
I know. Hopefully I'm going to be switching my schedule up next week. So hopefully I'll be able to be here more.
No, I know. But you know, you're working, stay busy. I'm trying to stay busy too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I know those two. I was like, yeah, stay busy.
Oh no. I totally get it. You know, okay. So yeah, this is inside baseball and how the show's made. So it is a lot later here on in Central Time, and occasionally most often we record two shows a night, and I get a little tired. So you'll see me like
understandable
wiping my eyes and wiping the sleep out of my eyes. And it happens with Dave Bossert too when I do Skull Rock Podcast, and I don't want to offend any of our guests or anything.
I think Jack Skellington is back here laughing at you.
Probably so.
That's what it looks
like. Is that what Jack Tech is doing? Yeah, I'm
yes.
sure.
Let me wake you up real quick, Al.
You can see the time.
Let me wake you up real quick, Al John. In and Out is coming to Tennessee.
I know. Yes, I know.
You'll have to wait a couple years, but yeah, it's coming.
Well, last year
they are where they are coming for their offices here.
By our house
is like right. What? Yeah, is right by where we live.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so they're eastern hub is going to be right by our place, which is cool. It's very cool. You know, we had Whataburger open up here maybe about a year and a half ago. So it's kind of like all the West Coast chain burgers that are awesome are coming over. And a lot of people go crazy over Whataburger. Now the big discussion is Whataburger, Five Guys, or In-N-Out now. So it's like
In-N-Out, no question.
In-N-Out, yeah. We got Five people, Guys here.
And I don't think I've had Whataburger.
People go flipping nuts over In-N-Out, and then they move here, they make the big announcement, and they're like, I don't see what the big deal is. And I was like, do you know what you're talking about?
Have you had a double double before?
Have no clout with me, person. I don't even know you. How am I friends with you? Like, I don't even get that. But In-N-Out is great. All I say, extra double crispy and animal style, baby.
Animal style.
Yeah. For that.
The only thing is I feel like that is something I look forward to when I go out to California is we have to go through the drive-thru. We have to get in and out at least like just once before I go home.
It bums
And now it's like, now I'm not going to, like, that's not something to look forward to anymore because I'll be able to drive just a few minutes down the road and get it.
Still, I look forward to it.
We still got about 3 years, so you just anticipate.
Yeah, but you know, it's cool. You know, anticipation is the best part. But you know, I'm hoping that it won't be 3 years until we get to go down to see you guys at Disneyland.
Yeah, I know.
Because you know, I miss going there. I miss seeing you guys, the West Coast clan, and so hopefully it'll be sooner than later. I used to go out there so much, and then over in Utah and different places like that where I could go get In-N-Out, and I've been deprived for many years now, especially with the pandemic. So I can't wait. In-N-Out, you can't come here soon enough. well, cool, Bob.
Good
well,
appreciate you guys. Good seeing you. But I'll see you guys later. We'll see the viewers later. See you guys later next week.
All right, Bob. See you later, buddy. It's awesome. Good. Well, man, In-N-Out.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Dang it. No, he left too soon. That's okay. It's fine. Never mind.
We'll talk about it
another day. Oh. Well, did you guys talk about Earl of Sandwich coming back?
No, but we will, and we should.
Yeah, we should.
Earl of Sandwich is coming back, and it's taking up residence at an old favorite. Kat, do you have that detail?
Yeah, our Earl of Sandwich is taking the place of La Brea Bakery, which I think is a great update. It's part of the whatever of Downtown Disney here in California. It's going to be awesome. And Porto's is coming too now, officially. Yeah. It's going to be crazy down there. So you guys can get your Porto's and your Earl of Sandwich fix instead of In-N-Out. Because In-N-Out will be old hat by the time that happens.
Well, I mean, Porto's here's like the stuff, right? So
you guys have Porto's there?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I've heard about it.
Yeah, Porto's is amazing.
Yeah, we hear that. And of course, we love Earl of Sandwich. And it's been forever. I think, Kat, I may have told you the story of my group of friends going there and hooting and hollering and almost getting kicked out because we were just freaking rowdy.
I don't think you did tell me this.
Yeah, so it wasn't me per se, but people in my party were crunk. And
they were just like, they were like chocolate wasted.
Oh, They were Spice Girls wasted.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They were Mel B all over the place.
Wow.
And so, yeah, Zig and Zig all over the floor and crazy, crazy. And
are those people still with the company?
No.
I didn't think so.
I thought it was, okay, work people.
Oh, yeah, it was goodness. Work people. Okay.
That's crazy.
You put me in there. So I said friends, but yes, they were work people. So they're no longer with the company. But yeah, we went to Earl of Sandwich because I was like, guys, you have a hunger. You have a hunger. You must go to Earl of Sandwich. And they loved it, of course. But my God.
How could they not?
They were absolutely rowdy.
Wow. That's nuts.
If you were only there. I'll have to tell you what happened off the
That's a story for Dining at Disney After Dark. Sorry, kids.
Yeah, totally Dining at Disney After Dark, and uncensored. So that's after the show. But anyway, I'm glad to hear those two restaurants are coming. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really nice. I am excited to see what they, how they change La Brea Bakery to fit that, because you guys are probably familiar, but if listeners aren't familiar, La Brea Bakery, the space there's not huge.
No.
And Earl of Sandwich is popular. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, when they left Downtown Disney, the space was, I thought, pretty large.
Yes.
All things considered, because they had a really nice seating area there when
absolutely.
I was last there, when it was last around. So, and yeah, La Brea is like a shoe closet.
Yeah, it's tight in there. So
yeah.
We'll see. Maybe they'll get some mobile ordering. Maybe they'll, who knows, knock the building down and start from scratch. Either way, it's going to be great.
Maybe covered patio area, mobile order, perhaps.
Yeah.
Outdoor seating.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
So. Yes. So on to the next bit of Disneyland news. That is what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
New updates for guests. So one of the things that has been announced is that switching between parks can now happen earlier with your park hopper ticket. Beginning February 4th at 11 a.m., you can start park hopping. So they've made it earlier. Mm-hmm. Yes. I like that. I feel like there you should be able to park hop immediately because they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
I want to go in and grab a coffee at like Jolly Holiday and then walk over and I don't know, do what. But
get coffee at Joffrey's.
I should be able to do that.
Yeah. Just double your fun, double your cash.
Who cares? Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, so Kat, in the last show we talked about some of the relaxed and added benefits for Walt Disney World pass holders. So this is really cool for Disneyland. More value, more perceived value,
mm-hmm.
and less unhappy people.
I think it's the right call, to be honest with you. So I'm good with this.
I wish parks, there was at least like two parks that were as close as these are over at Walt Disney World, because you have to like travel 30 minutes or so from park to park.
Yeah, it's a lot more strenuous to get from place to place over there than it is here.
Yeah, literally it's like a 2-minute walk from the gate of Disneyland to Disney California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even the monorail line doesn't get you there quick enough. So it's all good.
Another thing that they're going to have is in about 2 months, I can't talk. Why am I having problems?
Okay, so with a visit, you've got the 2 months.
You're doing it too,
Kristen. Okay. Disneyland Resort Reservation Calendar will offer nearly 2 months worth of $104 park ticket dates through 2023, which means our lowest day or their lowest day one park ticket price, while creating moments destined to become memories, and with so many other exciting offerings like Wondrous Journeys or World of Color One, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opening, it's just more opportunities for people to enjoy the fun for less.
There
and I think it made a lot of sense when this happened. I thought it was a joke at first. I thought it was like one of those, you know, I thought it was like one of those Inside the Magic clickbait articles. You know,
just put them on blast.
Call a spade a spade.
Just put ever them since right on blast.
Well, let's call a spade a spade. You know, I keep on clicking on like I
don't click on it anymore. I don't even I read other people's comments rather than clicking it.
Because
oh my God, it's 2023 and we're just sweeping the leg. 2023.
I don't care. So I'll call a spade a spade. Clickbait. Inside the Magic. Prior to Ricky Briganti,
Ricky Briganti era,
awesome. Post Ricky Briganti era, clickbait. It's like Chip and Company. I'll put them on blast too because I used to write for them.
But, wow.
But I love you, Chip. But man, they have a lot of clickbaity writers. So. I don't care.
At the end of this season, we're doing an in memoriam for all of these people we put on blast in 2023. Like at the Oscars.
I still read all ears, okay? but yeah, so very clickbaity. Like Ned Beatty, but clickbaity. So more opportunities for less. And I thought it was a joke, but it is not, and I'm okay with it. So more value add for that.
Yes.
So, not, you want complimentary
me to edit that?
Do
you want me to edit that out? Am I going to get you in hot water?
No, because I didn't say it. You said it.
You want me to edit that out?
No, you can say it. That's
okay,
fine.
Okay, great.
Complimentary Disney PhotoPass digital attraction photos now.
Okay.
The incredible Disneyland Resort guests, they are excited to make the Disney PhotoPass digital photo downloads captured on any Disney PhotoPass available attraction during your visit complimentary for all ticketed guests. Yeah, the app.
This is how you win.
February 4th through the Disney 100 celebration.
Wonderful. I mean, yeah, I guess you're looking at me for hot takes. So I think this is great because this is another way Disney wins with social media and posting by making these, you know, magic moments available for people to post and having them do their magic frames and all this really cool stuff, their magic photo pieces. So, hey, great win.
Yes. The other thing, if you are worried about annual passes, select Magic Key passes will be available for new sales from time to time throughout 2023. As pass inventory becomes available, whatever that means.
Vague.
Yeah. Well, they're controlling it, right? They don't want, yeah, they're just controlling it. I get it. But maybe they'll ease up a little bit more. We'll see.
But they will have a Southern California resident ticket offer that is going to be available for select 3-day weekday tickets valid through May 25th.
That's awesome.
I love all these little asterisk, like 10 asterisks.
CYA Disneyland Resort. That's cool. I think just like last week or the last show, we talked about Walt Disney World and their new kind of more flexibility, more added value. I think it's welcome and I think it's needed. So yeah, happy days are somewhat here again. Mm-hmm. All right.
Definitely.
Just saying. So anyway, you're interested in going to Disneyland Resort or the Walt Disney World Resort. You can save time and money. I tell my friends all the time, they always ask Al John, we're looking at going to Disney, and I know you and your wife are fans. Well, yeah, we're fans, and she's also a vacation planner. So go ahead and email Kristen. She's got the deals for you, so you can save the hassles and horse stuff. So anyway, Kristen, what is the latest travel deal for our Disneyland friends?
Well, if you are a Disney Visa card member, you can save up to 30% on select stays at the Disneyland Resort Hotel. And that's going to be most Sunday through Thursday nights now through March 9th. Again, subject to availability. up to 30% off on premium rooms at Disney Grand Californian Hotel and Spa, as well as Disneyland Hotel, and then up to 20% at Disney's Paradise Pier Hotel.
Nice. Where can people email you for all of these great savings?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Next up.
Yes, the Lunar New Year.
It's the best time of the year.
Because Disney has become all about the foodie guides. Okay, yes. Lunar New Year is coming up from January 20th through February 15th, and it takes place at Disney California Adventure Park. I don't know what I was going to say there, but it wasn't going to be that. I think I was going to say the hotel. Losing my mind.
Well, this particular guide actually comes from Disneyland, but also Hong Kong Disney, Shanghai Disney resorts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Super.
Well, huge. We really need to talk about the California Adventure, because that's true. Where we typically go. I mean, it's quite a hike over to Hong Kong for us, or Shanghai.
But I want to talk about Kyoto Grape and Hokkaido Milk 5.0 soft serve.
Okay, you can talk all about that.
I'm kidding. Cat. I don't. It's fine. It's. I'll do it in my own time.
We can talk about all of it.
Don't be ashamed. Embrace
it's
it.
Fine. It's fine.
Embrace no, seriously. It. Fine. Okay, so.
Okay, wait. Before we get into this, because yeah. I don't know if we talked about it last year. What year? What is your symbol? Do you know?
Tiger.
It's the rabbit that follows Tiger, right?
Your lunar sign. Yes? Your lunar calendar sign.
That's what I mean. Like, type in.
Find out. What is it? I'm a dragon.
I believe I'm the rabbit. I know he's Tiger.
So this year is your year?
I am a rabbit.
So yeah, you're the rabbit.
The year that means of the rabbit.
What year they think I was born in then?
1926. Just kidding.
Yes, that's it. I mean, you know, I just
know
Hansel and have her sing to me.
Yes, girl. Well, it is the year of the rabbit in the Chinese calendar and the year of the cat in the Vietnamese calendar, which I did not know. And that's pretty cool.
The cat.
Ooh, I like that.
It is not my year this year because I'm year of the dragon, but I'm claiming year of the cat because I've had a pretty terrible start to 2023 and I needed to be year of the cat. Year of this cat. Thank you very much.
You're your cat. I can just sense it. It's right around the corner.
Yes.
It's right around the river band cat.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh boy. Are we really going to go through these Hong Kong Disneyland stuff? Because we don't need to.
No, we don't need to.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We're going to talk about all the food.
Oh, you want to talk about?
Yes, I'm going to say that the pictures for the food here are so beautiful.
I know. They're so cute.
I know.
Ugh, I love everything to do with Hong Kong Disneyland.
Is this a cat?
Looks like a cat.
It's a fox.
Oh, it's a fox?
Oh, it's so cute.
That's Stella Lou, isn't it?
Is that?
She's the new one. She's the one that they brought her out at D23. I'm obsessed with her.
Yes. Aww. Yes. So that is Duffy's new friend.
Yes. She is a detective.
Oh, that's freaking great, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. She carries around a magnifying glass and I'm obsessed.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to have to bring the creator onto this show to talk about it because we interviewed him for Skull Rock Podcast.
Yes.
I'm really obsessed with that and all the stories and everything. I'm going to have to bring Ethan. Ethan Reed is the imaginer behind it.
So. I'm so sad that all like Duffy and all of that stuff they had for so long just like went away because I was really hoping that the new characters that they have brought out and that you can buy merchandise and stuff for in the international parks. I kept hoping that one day we would see them here because they've got a cat and they've got a turtle and I'm like, I need them. As well.
Yeah, Duffy Mania.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Duffy Mania has kind of gone away here at this point.
I have three Duffys. I have Duffy before he was named Duffy when he was the original
Disney
Bear. Disney Bear.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one of those. Mm-hmm. I've told my sister that she can't get rid of hers because it's going to be worth something now, because it's the pre-Duffy Disney bear. Yeah. And I've got two Duffies and I've got a Shelly Mae.
Oh, I love Shelly Mae too. I'm correcting myself. Her name is Lena Bell. Stellu is the rabbit. Lena Bell, the detective. Still obsessed with her.
Well, so do you want to just...
No, let's start with Hong Kong and
jumping in. Okay. We're going to dive right in. I'm going to start. At Disneyland Park, Hong Kong Disneyland Resort, at the Main Street Bakery, available January 13th through February 12th, which is their dates for their celebration over there. Duffy Mango Mochi Dessert Cup. I'm already in. Fresh mango, milk pudding, mochi, and edible gold leaf.
Mm. Hey.
And they will also have a Shelly Mae Red Bean Mochi Dessert Cup. Red bean, milk pudding, mochi, and edible gold leaf. Yes, please. Oh. At the Main Street Corner Cafe, hosted by Coca-Cola, you can get lo-hi served with sesame sauce, chili soy sauce, excuse me, smoked salmon, cooked shrimp, abalone, carrot julienne, cucumber julienne, seaweed, Japanese turnip, Japanese ramen, crispy fritter, deep-fried shallot, served with sesame sauce and chili soy sauce. Yes, please.
Delicious, and sounds even as amazing as it looks.
Yes, please. And they'll have, to wash that down, the iced sweet purple potato milk, purple potato powder, fresh milk, honey, and milk top. That one's a non-alcoholic. And it has little Stella Lou on there.
There you go.
Very cute.
Ugh, yes, please.
All this stuff looks so good.
It does look good.
I'm obsessed. You want me to keep going?
I'm going to let you do the soft serve because I know you are excited about this. And it looks delicious.
Look how dumb it looks. It's purple. Midtown Delights will have the Kyoto Grape and Hokkaido Milk 5.0 soft serve, a swirl soft serve, and a Kyoto Grape and Hokkaido Milk 5.0 flavor topped with a Stella Lou Lunar New Year themed chocolate plate. She's so cute.
Even though it's
the year of the rabbit.
Even though it's grape, I would totally try that.
No grape. We hate grape. But for Stella Lou, we'll try.
It looks pretty and it sounds delicious. Even though it's grape. Okay, next one.
The Royal Banquet Hall. They're going to have a Chinese treasure pot with abalone, sea cucumber, smoked duck breast, roasted chicken, shrimp and tomato sauce, broccoli, mushroom, fish ball, pork skin, and turnip with steamed rice and Chinese tea. This looks wonderful. I love how all the food in like the international Disney parks look like they could be in animes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like that was in Howl's Moving Castle. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
Nope.
I now, every time I hear sea cucumber, think of Luca.
Yes.
That is one of our favorite Pixar films of all time, is Luca.
It's so good.
It's my second favorite. Second favorite.
Yes.
Because nothing beats Ratatouille yet.
Yes. Yes.
But Luca's like, it is so good. I watched that several times. Now.
So good.
It's very fun. And sea cucumber is delicious.
Yes, it is.
The Starliner Diner will have a Chinese New Year platter, seafood spring roll, pork dumpling, deep fried scallop, chicken wings, and nacho chips, and a peach soda. Peach syrup, and soda water.
Mm-hmm.
And I would eat this in a second. The outdoor food carts will have a golden salted egg flavored popcorn. I love salted egg flavored things.
Ooh. I've never tried salted egg.
Hmm.
If you go to Costco, well, I don't know, maybe not at your Costco, but at my Costco and at my mother's Costco, they had their salmon skin chips that have salted egg flavor on them.
Uh-huh.
They're like somehow savory and umami and like, oh my God, they're addicting.
That's all you had to say, Kat. I'm looking for.
Okay.
Do it. They're so good. They have them sometimes at like H Mart, at like the Korean grocery.
Yeah.
But they had them at Costco. So I got the bag that was like 5 pounds and it's already gone. It's like all protein. Who cares? You know?
Yeah. It's amazing.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right.
Oh gosh, Aljon, you got to talk about the Disneyland Hotel.
Oh yeah.
That.
So this is at the Crystal Lotus from the 13th through the 12th of February. You've got.
That's what all these are,
by the way. Yes, the Prosperity Year Diner Set, which is honey glazed what?
Dinner set.
Oh my! For heaven's sake, yes. Let me wipe the sleep from my eye, as I alluded to earlier.
Sorry. Sleep from your eye.
The sleep.
Oh, it sounds like you said sleep.
The sleep from my eye. Prosperity Year Dinner Set. Honey glazed Iberic barbecue pork, roasted goose with lotus seeds, chilled beef shank with plum wine, double boiled with sea whelk, cordyceps,
I have no idea. You're doing great. Keep going.
Mushroom soup, baked king prawns with toasted cashew nuts, abalone with sea cucumber, black moss, dried oysters and shiitake mushrooms in casserole, steamed spotted garupa, crispy chicken served with preserved red bean curd, wok fried sticky glutinous rice, which I like. There's only one sticky rice. It better be glutinous. With abalone cubes and diced Chinese air-dried meat, red bean soup with glutinous rice dumplings, and lava custard sesame balls. Make no mistake, if it's got rice, it's glutinous, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's new.
It's gluten-free also.
Yes. So that is a feast, y'all. Now you also have the Chinese New Year seasonal dishes, which are pan-fried candied golden oyster, braised fresh crab claw with shrimp mousse in supreme soup, wok fried scallop in kale preserved with olive sauce, baked king prawns, baby the prawn, baby.
I know, that's all I would think of.
With toasted cashew nuts and Mickey lotus seed paste bun. Wow.
That is very cute.
That is insane because Mickey's got the little got a little hat on and everything, a little Chinese hat. It's awesome.
So cute.
It is cute. Kristen?
Headed over to Shanghai Disneyland at the Cookie and Bakery Cafe. These are going to be available January 13th through February 10th. They'd have candied fruits cookie. Then at Mickey and Pal's Market Cafe, there's a Spring Festival afternoon tea for two, which is new. Over at Royal Banquet Hall, they have the Spring Festival Family Feast Set. I wish you told you more about what these things were.
Yeah.
At the outdoor
coffee drink looks delicious.
Oh, this looks so cute. Over at the outdoor vending carts, they have Disney Stella Lou tray popcorn bucket. Oh my, that is one of the cutest things I think I've ever seen. Oh my gosh, she's adorable.
That's adorable. This is probably one of my favorite popcorn buckets I've ever seen.
It has very kid trained, but like colorful in a little pink dress, and she's got flowers on the top of her head.
It looks like an Easter ornament is what it looks like.
Yeah. So precious.
Yeah.
And then for you, Aljon, you would like this. At the quick service restaurants throughout the park, you can get a Donald Duck tumbler.
Okay.
And he is wearing a bunny suit. Blue bunny suit.
Our international viewers that are out there, feel free. Or specifically those over there at the Shanghai Park, because I think that's Shanghai, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Feel free to buy one and ship it over. I know it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, but still, it's pretty awesome. I won't lie. These things are amazing. They are.
They're so cute.
It's just awesome.
Yes, I am all about that little popcorn.
It sparks joy.
Okay, Marie.
All right.
Shanghai Disneyland Hotel at Lumiere's Kitchen. The Mickey Pork Jelly, which is new. It's available January 4th, which is now, through February 10th. You can also get the 8 Treasure Duck with glutinous rice, new, available starting January 21st through February 24th.
Oh,
over at Disneyland Resort.
That's all you, Kat.
Oh, yes. We are headed there.
Literally, I'll be there on the 29th. Say hello.
Yay.
One thing I'm excited to see that they have is they are bringing back the Sip and Savor Pass. So you get those 6 coupons that you can use on food. And because it is California, it is non-alcoholic beverages.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kat, do you want to start talking about the bamboo blessings?
Yes, I do. Everyone, your manifestations have been realized. The Mickey Mouse hot dog bun is coming back. Brioche style Mickey Mouse shaped bun, stuffed with hot dog, and finished with sesame seeds and scallions. The amount of these I've watched my best friend consume over the years of our friendship, outrageous. She's the best.
Both Boo and Jack Jack would love this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. This one is my favorite. The Mickey Mouse shaped purple sweet potato macaron.
Those are good.
Red macaron filled with purple sweet potato buttercream and a creme fraiche center. Can't go wrong. You really can't. There's a lot of drinks here at Bamboo Blessing.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with Young Master Brewery Pale Ale with Mandarin and Bergamot Zest. Mm-hmm. Korea Four Suns Lunar New Year IPA. Master Gal Brewery Baby Jasmine Tea Lager.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Definitely. The Three Weavers Brewing Co. Moon Rabbit. It's a golden stout with vanilla and Vietnamese cinnamon. That one's new.
Mm. Ooh, I like the sound of that too.
Stereo Brewing Co.'s Gingerine, ginger wheat ale with tangerine, honey, and lemon juice. That one's also new.
Hmm.
The rest of these are new. Brewery Green Tea Rice Lager, Brewery X Green Tea Rice Lager, excuse me. Anderson Valley Brewing Company Black Rice Ale. Tsingtao Premium Lager, Tsingtao topped with frozen mango beer foam.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
What? Okay, yes, please.
Hmm.
You, of course, can get a lucky flight featuring several of those items, or a prosperity flight featuring several of those items. And my favorite glow cube of all time, the Lotus Flower Glow Cube, returns. I have like 15 of those things.
I totally would do the lucky and the prosperity.
Why not? One of each.
Because I want to try them all. They're very unique sounding, and I like that.
Yeah. Vietnamese cinnamon. Yes, I would try. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Nice.
Over at the Lucky 8 Lantern, you can get the Quesa Bria egg roll with guajillo pepper consomme filled with Waxana cheese, beef bria, and a side of guajillo pepper consomme. And that is new.
It is also interesting.
This feels like, what is it? Reuben egg roll at the Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if they're just going to start putting everything into egg roll, like, I can't have it, but I support it.
Yeah.
And I love BDS, so.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, it's a great street food. Egg rolls and, you know, are great for walking, chatting, while eating, so.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Mandarin mousse cake, layers of Mandarin mousse with vanilla cake and clementine compote, finished with white chocolate crunch balls and a tangerine glaze.
Pretty.
They're so cute.
The coconut. Oh, here we go. I'm all. Mm-hmm. This is mine. Coconut lavender matcha foam iced coffee. Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company French Bistro blend. Coconut milk, coconut cream and white chocolate sauce garnished with lavender matcha, coconut foam, sea salt, and purple sanding sugar. Non-alcoholic. I don't need alcohol in that. Oh my. Coconut, lavender, and matcha in coffee. You got me. I'm sold. I'll take however many of it. And I'll take it with the lotus flower glow cube.
Yes, you will.
Nice.
Hold on, I'm going to read about the Red Dragon Spice Traders.
Right on. So they have the ghost frying elote, steamed corn on the cob, rolled in guacang aioli and cojita cheese, drizzled with spicy gohang sauce.
Yes.
My apologies if I totally butcher that.
You're fine.
Okay. Red spice fried chicken bites with the chicken chicharrones in spicy red chili sauce. That's new. Also new are these following. These are all new, by the way. Guava whiskey cocktail. Whiskey tango foxtrot. Whiskey ginger liqueur. Guava nectar, coconut cream, and lime juice garnished with a lime wheel. The Dancing Firecracker, which is pineapple and lime juices, guava nectar, spicy honey, and house-made hibiscus syrup garnished with a lime wheel.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Also with a glow cube, if you want that lotus flower, go do it. Sounds good.
I want a lotus flower glow cube in everything. I'm with Kat on that.
Just put the glow cube in everything.
They're so pretty.
Yes. Mm. And if I'm to continue with Wrapped with Love, you've got the pork shrimp wontons with a black garlic sauce, which is new. All these are new this year. Bok choy and mushroom dumplings with a black garlic sauce. It's plant-based. You have the pineapple baijiu cocktail, which is dark rum, baijiu, allspice rum, pineapple and orange juices, falernum syrup garnished with a dried red pineapple chip. Grapefruit melon wine cocktail with a Sauvignon Blanc, a Blanc, grapefruit liqueur, watermelon puree, rock melon syrup, and a lime garnished with skewered grapes.
I'll tell you, if I could have grapefruit, that would be my drink. Oh my gosh.
Super refreshing.
Yeah. I miss being able to have grapefruit drinks. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
you know, the font that Disney does these in, whenever the letters are like I's and J's and L's and you have them all together, it's very difficult to read. I'm just putting that out there.
That's fair.
Yeah. Not an English word, but yeah, there you go. Kristen, is this you? The bow buns?
It's Kat.
Oh, it's Kat? Oh,
it's me.
Yay.
Prosperity bow and bun. They will have a pint. They will have a pepperoni pizza bao bun served with marinara. That one's new. The char siu barbecue pork bao with pickled red onion and jalapeno. The peach yuzha lemongrass puree, dragon fruit and peach syrups, lemon juice and butterfly pea flower tea garnished with the lemon wheel. That sounds delightful.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Soju peach yuzha aid. Which is basically that, but then add soju. Great. Can't go wrong. And then they will also have the lychee celebration. Gin, prosecco, lychee syrup, yuzha lemongrass puree, and grapefruit juice garnished with an edible purple orchid.
Looks very refreshing.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to do the longevity toodles.
I want both those drinks.
Uh-huh. You could make those drinks. Just leave out the grapefruit juice.
Gin, prosecco. I mean, yeah, all sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
Right here. Right here.
I'm going to keep going. Longevity Noodle Co. Garlic noodles. Long noodles tossed in zesty garlic butter with Parmesan. I'm going to probably talk out of turn, but I feel like last year somebody said they were very underwhelming.
I think Bubba did.
Yep. Yeah. Returning also is the spicy pork dan dan noodles, pan fried noodles with ground pork and spicy tri chili sauce. Did I talk over someone? I'm sorry.
No.
No.
Okay, good.
I'm just looking at the next thing going, ooh, that sounds good.
Yes, this one does sound good. And it's new. It's a raspberry oat milk tea. Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Co. Ceylon Tea, raspberry and Demerara syrups, and oat milk garnished with skewered raspberries. I will have one of those.
Me too.
With the glow cube.
Yes, we have to have it with the glow cube.
Okay, somebody else take over.
Okay, sure.
Lunar New Year offerings throughout Disney California Adventure Park. If you head over to Boardwalk, Pizza and Pasta, there's a milk tea taro cheesecake, milk tea cheesecake with a taro mousse. That is new. Mm. Head over to Lamplight Lounge and you can get the surf and turf fried rice, five spice rubbed New York steak, sauteed shrimp, fried rice, ginger pea puree, and chili oil topped with a carrot salad. That is new. Everything here is going to be new. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
And I really like I like five spice.
Yes.
Delicious. Sesame seed donuts. Donuts topped with sesame seed brittle and served with a kaya jam dipping sauce.
Yeah.
They have the Three Weavers Brewing Company Seafarer Kolsch style and a Lamplight Lounge Lunar New Year cocktail, Han Soju Aperitivo Aperol, carrot and orange juice, and cream of coconut garnished with a raspberry and mint. If you go over to Lamplight Lounge Boardwalk Dining, you can get the pork dumplings with Chinese broccoli, roasted marshmallows, mushrooms,
Fresno chilies, wow, and fried shallots.
I got it. Let's start that again. Yeah. Chinese broccoli, roasted mushrooms, Fresno chilies, and fried shallots.
I really thought you were going to do it again.
Serve with a generous side of marshmallow fluff.
And you can also get the Lamplight Lounge Lunar New Year cocktail, which is, that is a mouthful of things to say. Mm-hmm. At the Lucky Fortune Cookery, a mango sticky rice, taro and coconut sticky rice with mango gel, toasted coconut, and a fresh mango, and a lotus flower glow cube. And Kat is a
want this.
Super excited over there about this.
I want this so bad. It looks so good.
Yeah, it does.
I'm having this.
Yes.
Oh, I like the next one.
Mm-hmm.
The Magic Key Terrace has a pork spare rib with peanut chili sauce, Asian slaw, topped toasted peanuts, which I would be like, yeah, I'll skip that, and the crispy noodles.
I'll take it. It's in entirety, please.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
All right. So Pacific Wharf Cappuccino Cart has got the green tea horchata, just for Kristen. They also have the Dalgona coffee bundt cake, which is filled with sweet milk and topped with Dalgona foam. Oh, that looks good.
It does look good.
At Pacific Wharf Cafe, you've got the white chocolate apple bread pudding. That is Granny Smith apples and white chocolate creme anglaise with whipped topping. And to kind of round out this section, you've got the Paradise Garden Grill mobile order is available. Okay. So you've got the kimchi bukkanap, which is kimchi, potato, carrot, and onion filled rice, fried rice rather, with egg and Korean chili paste topped with crispy sweet and sour tofu and black sesame seeds. Big fan of that. Yummy. Mm-hmm. Also shrimp lo mein, which is the noodles tossed with shrimp, mushrooms, onions, carrots, and bok choy. You've got the dak bulgogi, which is my favorite, which is barbecued chicken served with rice and kimchi. It's Korean barbecue. Yummy. You got the banh mi, which is grilled pork belly with pickled carrots, cucumbers, daikon, and jalapenos with spicy marrow, mayo. Not spicy marrow.
I'm the end of my talking difficulty over to you.
I'm adopted. The sweet and sour whole fish served with steamed rice and stir-fried vegetables, served family style or family of two. You got the tiger milk boba tea with brown sugar. The height beer. The blackberry soju cocktail, which has got, of course, soju, blackberry puree, lemon juice with a hint of ginger, and you can get the lotus flower glow cube as well. So, wow, that is awesome. That's literally anything Korean barbecue has got my name written all over it.
I bought steak to make some Korean barbecue.
Thank goodness. Can't wait. All right, Kat, you want it?
Yeah. The Sonoma Terrace will have the pad Thai spring roll, shrimp and scrambled eggs, noodles, crushed peanuts, and Thai basil served with tangy slaw and pad Thai sauce.
That's good.
Did I jump you, Kristen?
No.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, you're good.
I'm hallucinating today. It's been a long day.
He's
looking at me weirdly, too.
So I'm looking at you because I'm hoping the cats don't destroy the house.
Yes, all the Marvel cats are swarming us right now.
Yeah, that checks out. They assemble. Come on. It's in the title. Goofy's Churro Cart will have almond cookie churro coated in cookie crumb and topped with almond icing. The outdoor food carts will have a chicken bao, steamed bao with chicken, butternut squash, and lime served with spicy red curry, a teriyaki turkey leg, a baked coconut almond neon gao, baked sticky rice cake topped with coconut and almonds. Yes, please. This is just for you, Kristen. Purple grape cotton candy.
It's cotton candy, and it's purple, even though it's grape. I'll try because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to taste the grape. It's just
sugar.
Like sugar.
Yeah, for sure. There will also be Ace High Hard Cider Imperial Apple Cider and Master Gal Brewery Puffed Rice Chinese Pale Ale available over at the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa at the Hearthstone Lounge. You can get the Rabbit Firecracker, which is spiced rum, orange brandy, lemon oil, honey, and black tea garnished with star anise and pink peppercorns.
Ooh, I want it.
Interesting.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. At the holiday cart over there at the Grand Californian, you can get the Lunar New Year cookie or an assorted pretzel stick.
That is so cute. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. It's cute.
I love how it's like a Mickey head and then it has like the ears.
Well, ears.
Yeah. It is the year of the rabbit. Yes.
It's so cute.
There you go.
It makes me happy. Looking at it. It just makes me happy looking at it.
It's so cute. It's joy.
Yes. Yeah. I like things that make me happy.
Truth.
We all need it.
And at Storytellers Cafe, they will be offering Lunar New Year inspired things such as fried rice and spring rolls.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Somebody else, Kristen.
At Disneyland Hotel, Goofy's Kitchen, they are offering a Lunar New Year inspired offering such as fried rice and spring rolls. At Downtown Disney District, Black Tap Craft Burgers and Shakes. Available January 20th through February 15th. So they have what's called Year of the Rabbit Crazy Shake. Vanilla frosted rim with a red and gold sixlet Chinese Zodiac Rabbit Vanilla Cupcake, red and gold rock candy, whipped cream, red sprinkles, and caramel drizzle.
Wow.
Sugar high.
That
wow
is literally two stories high.
It looks amazing, but oh, sugar coma.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great, though.
Over at Catal Restaurant, they have the pork belly bao bun, pork belly, soy, gochujang glaze,
ooh,
baby mixed greens, spring onions, spicy mayo, and charred lemon, kung pao paella, Valenciano paella rice, kung pao chicken, lemon vinaigrette, spring rolls, water chestnuts, roasted peppers, roasted peanuts, and chilies.
That sounds pretty darn good.
Yeah. I like kung pao, I would definitely try that.
Yeah, I like paella. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Oh, and this drink, all I see is the first ingredient is gin, so I'm sold. It is the Lunar Eclipse Gin, Cherry Liquor, Triple Sec, Lime Juice, Pineapple Juice, Grenadine, and Bitters, topped with soda and a gold glitter. What?
Turn around.
Yep.
The Lunar Eclipse of the Heart.
And at the Mad Dumplings Food Truck, January 13th through February 5th, starting at 3 p.m. daily, food truck servings, unique dumplings, and rice dishes.
Mm.
Al John, do you want to talk about Naples Restaurante E Bar.
Yeah, we're going to wrap things up here. So over at Naples, you've got the Firecracker Chicken Pizza, which is hoisin, mozzarella cheese, marinated chicken, carrot strings, a firecracker sauce drizzled, topped with sliced green onion garnish. You also have the Lunar New Year Margarita, which is tequila blanco, pomegranate juice, lime juice, agave and simple syrup with a pinch of salt. Those are new. At Sprinkles, you've got the Lunar New Year Gold Bunny Almond Red Velvet Cake with almonds. Almost said slivered onions. Slivered almonds lined with an almond cookie crust, topped with almond cream cheese frosting while supplies last.
We want our steak with marshmallows and our red velvet cake with onions today.
Certainly. We like to mix it up.
I'm all about the almond. So anything almond, I'll take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lunar New Year Red Box. Okay. Three Lunar New Year Gold Bunny Almond Red Velvet Cupcakes. Three Almond Red Velvet Cupcakes. Three Dark Chocolate Cupcakes. Three Strawberry Cupcakes and 8 Limited Edition Red Envelopes while supplies last. Wow, that looks great.
So are we to put the cookies in the envelopes?
Yeah, I guess so.
What'd you say?
I'm losing my mind. Nothing.
Okay. And Tortilla Joe's.
I'm just being funny.
This is the bottom of the ninth, y'all. We're almost there.
I love it.
Tortilla Joe's, you've got the 8 Asian tuna nachos.
I want them.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're marinated 24 hours in a Vietnamese style sauce with diced tomatoes, green onion, cilantro, sesame seeds, avocado cream, Asian spicy aioli, and Vietnamese style glazed sauce. You know, I almost said aged tuna nachos instead of 8. And then I couple that with whatever.
Sesame Streets.
You've got the New Year's Sunrise, which is rum, grenadine, lime juice, orange juice, and pineapple juice. And over, last but not least, the Uva Bar and Cafe, you've got the Lunar Eclipse, which is Kristen's favorite, gin, cherry liqueur, maybe not so much there, triple sec, lime juice, pineapple juice, grenadine, and bitters topped with soda and gold glitter.
It's not real cherry, so I think I'd be okay.
Okay. All right. Take your chances at the Uva Bar with the Lunar Eclipse of the Heart.
Just have that be pen and case.
Amazing. Can you believe it? We did it.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, okay, what do you think? Who do you think is going to be in the Lunar New Year processional this year? Last year it was Tigger, obviously, because there was a tiger. But this year it could be the White Rabbit.
Could be Judy Hopps.
That's what I was going to say.
Could be Judy Hopps. It could be Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh. It could
be Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh. Anything.
There's still options.
Yeah, I think Rabbit and the White Rabbit, of course, as you said. I mean, there's a lot of different rabbit options to be hopping along that parade.
Yes.
I think they should have all rabbits involved.
All rabbits and bunnies. Involved.
Give us all the rabbits. I think that's a great option. Because when it was Year of the Pig, they let all three of the pigs come out.
Doesn't happen very often.
No.
No. So get your photos ready for that photo op cavalcade when they come rolling down your street, like Sesame Street. I am horrible, aren't I?
Woo!
I'll be here all week.
And we are missing the claps for that.
We're missing the what?
Nothing. Okay, thanks for listening. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and you hit that notification bell. If you enjoy what we do, please support the show. We appreciate it. You can do so by becoming a sponsor on Anchor, or you can shop one of our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer that you can find at diningatdisney.com or in our show notes. So, Aljon, do you want to tell everyone where they can find us?
Well, sure. First, you can find me on social there on Instagram, AljonGo. Check it out. You can also find our good friends Dining at Disney on Facebook. You got to check that out. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook groups. Got to be there. Join it. Check out all of our other podcasts as well. The Disney List with Kristen and myself every week, single episodes every week with awesome lists. Skull Rock Podcast with myself and former Disney creative director, special projects, Dave Bossert. We're talking about so many films. I think we just talked about, we're so ahead of ourselves. I don't know what we're talking about. More Disney movies that you could shake a stick at. That you could shake a shake.
Shake a steak.
Or shake weight. You could shake it all, and you can do it all while you're listening to the cat. You can listen to Eat the Pictures podcast with Kat, our friend here. And she's once again delivering bite-sized, awesome commentary about food and film every single week. Check it out and Eat the Pictures with your shake weight. Kat?
Oh, boy. If I ever recover from this, you can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe. @CAT_ASTROPAGE. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. And, of course, for all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free. She'll send you on the best vacation of your life. If you got lost somewhere in this chaos, I'm here to remind you that I have been Kat. That has been Kristen and Aljon. Bubba was here momentarily. And hopefully we'll all be here again next week. But until then, bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.